Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Hello, everyone. My name is Solaris, and I am your host tonight and your DJ of love. You are listening to Facets of the Heart, the show all about romance. And every Monday night, you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story. And be sure to add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetsoftheheart and on Twitter at twitter.com/facetoftheheart. If you would like to make a song dedication, please message us throughout the week at info@facetsoftheheart.com and let us know the special song and message, and we will play it for the one that you love. So we have a very special guest this evening. We have played some of her music on the show already. So you guys would remember her voice and her music from when we had Knee to Knee Paris on the show. And tonight we have that singer who's been on those songs, as well as her own work as well. And we have Sheila. So she is really, really cool. I feel like her voice is like a really sexy vintage vocally sound. It's really nice, and I think that you guys will really love her stuff. She's really cool. So you guys are going to love it, and I am going to start to open the show now with one of my favorite songs by her. So we are going to play Remind Me What Love Is by Sheila.
You'll make it so easy remembering what love is like. I live in this city where nobody stays the night. Everybody looks across your cheek. If there's someone else, maybe to me. Till the night I met you, remind remind me what it's been so long. Remind me what love is, just in case I forgot. Lost in daydreaming, I couldn't find reasons to smile. Like off in the morning, I woke up to see what's around. The moon and stars are shining just like new. In sunny days my skies were never blue. Till the night I met you, remind me what love is, 'cause I think that just in case I forgot.
Remind Me What Love Is by Sheila, and we have her on the line with us right now. So thank you so much for being on the show with us, Sheila.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. So I met Sheila when I was at the ASCAP party hosted by Nita Annie, which is so cool. So yes. Sheila, how did you get involved in music?
I first started singing and dancing and performing. I'm from Switzerland, so I started when I was little, just singing in the car with my grandma instead of switching on the radio sometimes. and so I started when I was 12 singing at the conservatory in Switzerland, and I started with classical music. And I also was playing the piano. And then I moved to Italy, and I studied dancing, acting, and Broadway musicals, basically. And then I moved to LA, and I started writing music and pursuing my career as a recording artist.
That is awesome. What is one of your favorite Broadway musicals?
I have so many. I think Cats.
Oh, I love it. I'm a big cat fan, so that's cool. No, that's awesome. Now, I know Switzerland, you guys speak a couple of different languages, like three different languages in your country. How many languages do you speak?
I speak 4.5.
Basically
I speak Italian as my mother language because I grew up in the Italian side of Switzerland, and then I speak German, and I learned French and English in school, and then I also speak Swiss German. That is, I consider it like the other, like a half language, because Germans don't understand Swiss German. It's such a strict dialect, so yeah.
That is so, so cool. We have a little info for all you guys listening. Sheila is working and has worked with Casey and the Sunshine Band, which is huge here. You're on their new CD coming out, which is really cool. So tell us a little bit about that experience.
Oh, yeah. Basically, a few years ago, I wrote a song for myself with a producer, and it was kind of a pop funk thing. It was really a fun song, and then I performed that a few times out on some of my shows in LA, and then, like, all of a sudden, that producer that I was working with worked with Casey and the Sunshine Band, and then they heard the song and they liked it, so they decided they wanted, you know, to be a part of it, and so they decided to cut it, and Casey rewrote some of the lyrics and parts of the song. So basically we had a cool ride together, and now they recorded it, and it should come out really soon.
That is so awesome. That's incredible. Who are some of your musical influences?
I really love a lot of different genres, so I have a lot of musical influences. For my own music as an artist, I love the 60s. I love Etta James. I love Dinah Washington, Nina Simone. Then, like, the other artists that are more contemporary, I love Amy Winehouse. I love Carla Emerald, that is a famous singer in Europe. She's not famous here in America. She has also kind of a retro, vintage, but still pop kind of vibe. Then I also like actually rock acts that are a little bit more edgy, like recently Ellie King. I like how she's like so direct in her lyrics. And then I really like Lily Allen as well.
Cheeky.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So tell us a little bit about the song that we opened with for you, Remind Me What Love Is.
Oh, yes. So that song came about because I was living in LA for a few years, I think 3 at that time. I didn't really fall in love anymore with anybody in LA because the city is like so big and everybody's looking for the next new thing. And it's just like everybody's really career focused. I don't want to say everybody, but a lot of people. So I actually met this guy, and I fell in love again. And that kind of reminded me how awesome, you know, falling in love is. So I just had to write this song about this amazing experience, even though it didn't last long, but it was a great spark for the song. So.
Aw, that is so cool. I love how love can be inspiring like that. I'm going to play another song for everybody listening. Sheila, what can you tell us about your song, You Can't Break Me?
Oh, yeah. That song was also inspired about my personal life. Sometimes I get inspired from things that happen to me, especially, you know, in relationships. And then I take a little bit of inspiration of, like, other people's stories and so on. So yeah, that is like a really powerful song about basically when you know, a lover comes back to you, but you are strong, you grew stronger, and you can't fall back into that same relationship and the same pattern that you were in before. So it's kind of, you know, a positive, strong song.
That's beautiful. Well, we're going to play this for everybody now. This is Sheila with You Can't Break Me, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or anytime, with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialaurain.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. And we have a really cool guest tonight, or artist to watch tonight. We have Jeff on the line with us, who introduces to us a really cool artist to watch. And this one I heard actually already on TV, which I love her. So, Jeff, why don't you explain to us a little bit about who you picked this week and why?
Okay, so this last weekend, I actually went to the movies. And I was watching a movie called San Andreas. if you get a chance, it's not a bad film. It's not incredibly great, but it's not bad. But while waiting for the movie to start and the multitude of previews in which you get beforehand, I think it's somewhere around 10 at this point, there was a movie called The Gallows, another horror flick. Looked pretty interesting, actually. If you like horror, this is getting a lot of very good reviews. But in the preparation for the promo scene for that, throughout that, there was a song, and it was kind of an adaptation of Smells Like Teen Spirit, and the female vocal on it was amazing. So I kind of got inspired by that, and I was checking it out as soon as I got home. I was looking for it on iTunes, nothing there. Tracked it down to a snippet on YouTube. And woman's name is Malaya J, and amazing artist. I've got a couple of her tracks. The one we're going to have tonight is a cover she does of Tears for Fears' Shout. Very, very solid track. I had an opportunity to exchange some Facebook messages with her. She's coming out with a full EP here later this year, which is going to be awesome. Very much looking forward to that. Very powerful voice. In addition to what you said earlier, is that you discovered her when she was had a promo bit for this exact song we're playing tonight on the TV show Gotham. And it's really interesting to see somebody who is just catching that edge right now and being right on that cutting edge where big movie. I mean, theoretically, this movie is being seen in over 3,000 movie theaters across the nation right now. That's incredible exposure because the preview's in the beginning of it. Plus, you've got a top-rate TV show in Gotham. I think you're going to be hearing a lot from this woman, especially if her EP matches up to everything I've heard so far, which I am absolutely positive it's going to. This is definitely an artist to watch.
Absolutely, yes. I'm a big fan of Gotham. I've never gotten too much into DC Comics, but whenever any comic book movie comes out, I totally watch it. So when Gotham came out on TV, it was awesome because it shows what happens behind the characters, what happens like the pre-comic book story, which is awesome. I love backstory. So Gotham is really cool, and I love that you got her song on it. So this is Malaya J with her Tears for Fears covers, Think Up Anger, Shout. Thank you so much, Jeff. We really appreciate it. And you guys should tune back next week for more artists to watch.
Bye.
that was Shout by Malia J cover. So it's really, really cool. And now we are going to go back to Sheila, and we're going to talk to her a little bit more about her music. So Sheila, we have a question for you in regards to your songs. Do you have any songs written in another language since you speak 4.5?
Yes, I do. I have some songs in Italian. But honestly, recently, since I've been based in Los Angeles, I haven't written any more songs in other languages.
Oh, that's so cool that you do. That's awesome. Do you have songs that have been released already, like on iTunes or music that people can go out and buy?
Yes, but not the ones in Italian. I have some songs on iTunes. You can find me under Sheila, but that's spelled in Italian, so S-C-I-L-L-A. And I have a new EP out called Neo Cabaret. And I will be releasing some new songs really soon, probably next month. But yeah, what you just heard, Remind Me What Love Is, and You Can't Break Me, is out on iTunes.
Oh, that is so cool. What can you tell us about your song, If I Wasn't 22?
Yeah, that song was inspired by, you know, when you find your kind of one of your soulmates, but it's not the right moment and it's not the right place and it's not the right time. And so you have to take a different road, and he has to take a different road. And you just, you know, think back and think, oh, well, we were soulmates, but we couldn't basically make it work because it wasn't the right time.
Yeah, I know, that totally makes sense. Awesome. So I'm going to play the song for everybody right now. I wanted to ask you before we play it, do you have a plan or any plans coming up for going on a tour? Because it says that you do a lot of live shows in LA.
Yes. I haven't booked a tour yet, but it's in my thoughts. I'm thinking to actually tour maybe in another country as well. I've been doing shows in Switzerland because I was on some TV shows there, Switzerland's Got Talent and the Eurovision Song Contest a few years ago. And lately I've been performing, especially here in LA. I haven't set any tour dates yet, but if you want to check back on my website, it's www.sheilamusic.com.
Awesome. Very cool. So you guys definitely should check that out. In the meantime, we are going to play If I Wasn't 22, and we will be right back.
I wasn't ready to give.
So that was If I Wasn't 22 by Sheila. And I love that song. That's so very pretty. And now we have Raw Poetry. We have Zara on the line with us right now. And she is going to read to us a poem that she wrote. How are you doing, love?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. What poem do you have for us tonight?
The poem tonight is called Iron Mask. I just thought it was sort of a interpretation on kind of the people that are always solid in your life, you know, and kind of what they might go through. So.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, feel free to read it anytime you're ready.
Okay. In the midst of rain, people run under, cover up as to not have one drop hit their soft cheek. Very few stand in the rain with an iron mask smiling. The melody of the raindrops crashing onto the silver metal is the melody to a powerful symphony of human will, to overcome adversity, to see beyond an image and envision the horizon. When the sun beats down, sending rivers of sweat across their cheeks, they run for cover as to not hurt their skin. But the way it reflects on the metal of the iron mask is blinding. It shows the brightest light that resonates hope in the midst of despair. People love to hear the unwritten symphony. They love to see the glistening reflection of a diamond in the midst of a desert. Everyone knows a soul with an iron mask. It gives us comfort without an explanation. An iron mask shows no emotion because it doesn't bend easily. The dangerous double-edged sword is the unseen dents in the mask. When the storm fades and the night comes, there's nothing but resting, peaceful souls dreaming of an illusion of euphoria. Only then do the iron mask come off. Underneath it is the utter raw humility of a broken soul. Very few understand what it truly means to never bend under pressure, to never show weakness when you're broken. It's a language that cannot be taught but earned. The unsung heroes of lifetimes are the most silent souls. The beauty of a mask is we can cover the scars, hide pieces of a broken heart, understand that the truest of artists have the most despair. Learn to know when a smile is for you instead of for them. By nature, by survival, there is a selfishness that exists. Watch those who are selfless. See who's there to catch you and who's not. Unmask the masked souls and see how human they are. I carry burdens because I love you. I do silent good deeds, not for thanks, but to protect you. I don't want more than your love, but I feel like I've lost that as well. Just know that one day I will leave the mask behind and you'll be on your own.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for reading that, love.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, your stuff is always so deep and cool.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about song Lost Empires.
Yes, so Lost Empires, which is being featured tonight, which is very, very exciting. It was a collaboration with a lot of great people. We had Main Street Studios here. We had Melanie Rose, Mr. Blue, Charles. We had, obviously myself included in it. And it all came together, and it was supposed to be, the vision was inspirational. And when, I was kind of writing it, I was envisioning, if you take these emperors from the past and say they, were alive tomorrow, what would they say? What would their take be on everything that's going on? So I was picturing, you know, Caesar and a gladiator, like Cleopatra and a Tomb Raider. Speaking of these people. Yeah, and I wanted to envision that there's all these unsung heroes everywhere and, you know, sort of like stepping up and being the change that you want to see in the world. So it meant a lot. It was very, very dear to me. So. Aww.
Well, I'm so glad that you guys can hear it for the first time now. It's definitely a product of a lot of hard work and talent. So for all of you guys, this is Lost Empires. And also for you guys to follow Zara throughout the week, you guys can always go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/zibraham181. So thank you so much, baby. Here is the debut of Lost Empires. And we will, of course, always see Zara next week as well. So I hope you guys enjoy the song.
Thank you. Yay.
In the way, and I stare into nothing, wishing to be something. I remember how it started, you remember how it ended. When did we lose our way? Defeat is the karma call we played. Defeat is the card we off the myth. Life began to have a cost with a fucked up off a twist. Frame by frame, I see you fade away. Waiting for the moment to just pause, play. I hate the pain, but I love the passion. I toast to seduction, embark on compassion. I make love to the past and see the future displaced. Hands are meant to embrace, not to break. Enough is enough, let's unite our lost empires and rise above the dust and keep going higher. So with fallen angels, we fly with brave souls. We lied and begged with strangers to find nothing but fool's gold. You think this is my failure, but what describes a traitor? Let me tell you.
Oh, unheard sinning for the ringing echoes of the unheard soul. To the children who are yet to grow, let your scars glide over me. Let us create a grand new masterpiece. Nothing this man made it scares me, abuse my soul. Whatever it takes to conquer it all, from my lost travelers within my globe. They light up new constellations in a no-ruled home. Orion serves us as a reminder, a consequence. I promise you love, no matter the expense. If we can perceive it, then we can make it. This is the perfect cocktail of the dreams that we created. An artist is blind, he creates it. An image that he can only see. Let it mold the canvas and paint the way to the abyss of this uncharted sea. Enough of these lies, enough of this pain. You lit a fire in me, I can't extinguish it, but I can't explain. I will fight till I see all the stars lit. Because you cannot fight an enemy with just one fist. We shed these blindfolds and set them into flames. Let's watch them march frame by frame. Leading our own shadows with nothing to explain. I love tolerance of freedom. It will forever be embraced. After all, we are just a human race.
The building has begun.
The building has begun.
That was Lost Empires. I hope you guys love it. We loved it. And that was the first time it was able to play on Facets of the Heart or anywhere. So, yay, debut. So, you guys will definitely be hearing more music, I am sure, in the future from all those talented people. Now, we have our sneak peek song of the week. And I love Florence and the Machine. She is the one this week that we are featuring. I have a couple of her songs I'm going to play in the extended version of the podcast. We are going to play one song now during the live show. So the first song we're going to play, we are going to play Caught by the new album. And this comes out tomorrow, you guys, so you can get all these songs tomorrow. I'm in the extended podcast portion. I'm going to play two other songs of hers. I'm going to play Third Eye because it's very psychic and I love that stuff. And going to play How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful, the title track to the song, to the album. So, awesome. So, hope you guys like Caught. It's a very romantic song, very relationship passionate. So, I hope you guys love it.
Try So that was Caught by Florence and the Machine. And you guys can stay tuned after the podcast to hear more songs by her. She's awesome, incredible. And now we have more from Sheila. We have her on the line with us. So, Sheila, one of your songs that we have, which I love, we actually had featured and debuted on a few episodes back with Nita Nee Paris, and it's called Champagne and Sugar. And it's really cute. She described the story about how you guys were at a party and you guys were having champagne and cake and how you guys, you know, came up with the song and everything, which is so cool. So why don't you explain to us a little bit about your connection with the song?
Well, me and Nita, we collaborated on it. She mainly wrote the lyric and I mainly wrote the music for it. It got inspired because when we were out and we were at this party, I was wearing red lipstick, actually pink lipstick, and she saw the pink lipstick that was on my champagne glass, and so she got really inspired by that and wrote the song. It's been a really great journey together, and sorry, I forgot the question.
No, it's cool. It was a connection to the song, and that's awesome. That's like how it was inspired. So that's so cool, actually. And you actually have written a couple of songs together with Nita Nee, right?
Exactly. We have a couple of songs that we just finished and haven't been released yet. So they're still going to be mixed, but they're going to be ready soon. One is called Tipsy and the other one is called Torn and Twisted. So they are going to be on my new EP coming out in about 4 weeks.
That is so cool. I love that so much. So yay. And do you have any other upcoming projects or any things that you would like to promote? I know that we're coming to the end of the hour, so I wanted to make sure that you could promote everything you wanted.
Thank you so much. Well, what I would just like to promote is my upcoming EP. So please keep checking on my, if you like my music, keep checking on my website. If you want to sign up on my email list, if you're in LA and you want to come to some live shows, just go on my website and write me an email. That would be great. If I can say my website again, it's SheilaMusic.com, and Sheila is spelled in Italian, so SheilaMusic.com.
Ah, well, thank you so much, Sheila. I really appreciate you being on the show with us tonight. We think you're incredible, and I feel very honored to have met you at the ASCAP party. So thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you got me on your show. It's been a really, really great hour with you.
Oh, absolutely, baby. When you come up with new music or you want to have more music promoted, just feel free to email it, send it our way. And when you have major stuff come up for you, let us know too. We like to also give updates to people about guests on our past shows and when they have different fun things coming up. So we'll definitely
That's
be in touch.
Great.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you,
honey.
Have a great evening.
Oh, you too, love. All right. Bye.
Bye.
So this is Champagne and Sugar by Sheila and Nita Nee Paris. And we are going to see you guys next Monday, as we do every Monday night with Romantic Love. So this is Champagne and Sugar. And then we're also going to play some Florence and the Machine after that. So hope you guys enjoy it. And we will see you next Monday night. Bye.
At the grand reception with all my girls, diamonds out, dancing with the pearls. I wore red high heels. He wore a cigarette. Stuck me in the middle of a pirouette. Black tie, sleep the child. My mind is going. to stay. Pastor Alex wearing green and crown. He picked me up and I put him down.
Thank you.